Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This is episode 99, which means next week is the big 100. Also, I've had a couple of requests to change the way the title of the show displays in iTunes and on playback devices. It's been suggested to include the title in the episode name. But before I make such a drastic change, again, I want to hear what you think. I've posted a poll to the Practical Defense Forum on the GRRN message board. So stop by, cast your vote, and let me know what you would like to see. You can find a link to the forum in the show notes, or you can go to the website and click on the forum link. Okay, on to the meat of the show. This week's quick tip is about financial security. You need to think of your credit card as disposable. Too many people have access to it and the so-called security code that goes along with it. How many times a day do you hand that card over to complete strangers? Credit cards have practically replaced cash these days. I mean, heck, you can use a credit card at the McDonald's drive-thru window. What you need to do is you need to cycle that number on a regular basis. But the biggest hurdle to that is the inconvenience factor. So why is it inconvenient? Because so often we put recurring monthly bills on our credit cards. You know, things like phone bills, school tuition, subscriptions, sometimes even rent. If we cycle that number, we have to contact all of those places and update the number. That can be a real pain, and therefore a hindrance to replacing the number as often as we should. The solution is actually easier than you think, and this is what I do personally. I have 2 credit cards, and I keep the transactions separate. 1 credit card is exclusively for recurring monthly expenses. There are fewer than 10 transactions on it every month, and there are always the same transactions. This also makes it really easy to spot errors. And this is a hard rule in my household. Nothing goes on that card except monthly subscriptions. It also goes nowhere. It never leaves the home. Now everything else goes on the other credit card. And this is our daily use card that we carry in our wallets and use when we travel. I get a new number every year. I just call the credit card company and say, I want a new number. These days, they don't even blink an eye and I get a new card within a week. If I travel outside the country, I get a new card within 2 days of returning home. I call this daily use card my burner credit card because I consider it disposable. I'll get a new number on a whim. I've made it easy to swap the number, which in turn makes it a little easier for me to keep my finances a little bit safer. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com. Music by Kevin MacLeod.